This was the time of Zeev Lublin, the Heilige Rebbe, the Rebbe of all the Rebbes, the Master of all the Masters, the Holy Zeev Lublin. It was a time in his life when he was still very poor. And one Friday afternoon, his wife just had enough money to buy wine for Kiddush, two challahs and a little bit fish. But she needed two more pennies to buy two candles for the Holy Shabbos. She was waiting for a miracle. But you know, sometimes you have to wait a long time for a miracle. In the meantime, it's getting later, later, later. It's just a few minutes before the Holy Shabbos. She went out on the street. She stood on the street corner praying, crying, Master of the world, how can it be Shabbos with my holy husband without holy lights of Shabbos? In Lublin, there was a very rich man, very wealthy, actually a playboy, like a playboy is supposed to be. And he didn't really care so much for Shabbos. And he was just driving with 8 horses, like a rich man. But I want you to know, friends, maybe on the outside he was a playboy, but inside he was so holy, was so good. He passes by the street corner and there he sees this beautiful lady crying. He stops the horses and he says to her, my dearest lady, is there anything I can do for you? She says, obviously you're a rich man, so... But I want you to know, all I need is 2 pennies to buy 2 candles for the Holy Shabbos. 2 pennies? Here they are. She looked at him for a long time and she said, you'll never know how much you gave me. But I bless you. I bless you with the light of Shabbos. I bless you with the light of paradise. Should shine into your heart from now on and forever. He jumped back on the horses, drove away. The Holy Rebbe bought 2 candles, and the house was full with great light. The Zeev Lublin goes to the synagogue to pray. And you know, when we pray, I don't know how far we are going, but the Zeev Lublin, when he prayed, his soul went up to heaven. And there he saw the heavenly court was in commotion. And they said to him, Zeev Lublin, you always make us trouble, we are accustomed to it. But now your Rebbetzin, your holy wife, she blessed this playboy, an absolutely obnoxious human being, with the light of Shabbos. Just look down where he's going. He was sitting on the horses, whipping them. He had some appointment with one of his young ladies, and he was late. Look where he's going. The Holy See of Lublin said, you know why he's going there? Because he never tasted the light of paradise. He never tasted the light of Shabbos. He said to the heavenly court, I make a deal with you. Let the light of Shabbos shine into his heart for just 1/2 hour. And let's see what he will do. At that moment, heaven opened all the gates before this playboy. And suddenly he felt life is so holy. Time is so precious. The world is so deep. The world is so beautiful. And he looked at himself and he says, Master of the world, what am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my life? And he realized there's only one place to go. He turned the horses around, went to the same street corner where he saw the Rebbetzin. He says, I'm going to spend Shabbos where my 2 candles are burning. want you to know my beautiful friends. Again, I don't know his name, but he became one of the greatest, holiest, most glorious pupils of the Seer of Lublin, and the light of his paradise is still shining. Let it be you and me, and to the whole world.